Good morning, everyone. Wow, after all those months and weeks of anticipation, here we are on our closing day. As we began the pilgrimage, each day I kept thinking what a wonderful day it has been, and yet there's still so much more to do. And now we're bringing our pilgrimage to a close. And in doing so, as we reflected back on the various days, every time we celebrated Mass, we were celebrating Mass as it pertained to that particular location, the Shepherd's Field, where we celebrated the birth of Jesus. Yesterday, we celebrated the resurrection. Today, we're back into the ordinary celebrations of Lent. And that's really an important image, because if you remember when we went to the Mountain of the Transfiguration and remember that gospel account, it was such a wonderful experience that Peter just wanted to stay there. And of course, the Lord let them know that they had to go back down and to continue to walk the journey with him. And that's what we're going to be called to do today as we conclude our pilgrimage, plan to board those planes to, in a sense, reflect and commit ourselves to the way of the Lord, that same way we walked in part early yesterday morning. Listening to Jeremiah, and I'm so partial to Jeremiah because those of you from the Diocese of Saginaw know that when I wrote my pastoral letter in preparation of our 75th anniversary, I based it on Jeremiah. That Jeremiah could see on the other side of a hill. You're getting a sense of that now, where you can see the hill, but you can't see the other side. And Jeremiah could see that other side, and he knew that there was a future full of hope. And it would probably be difficult to see if we're looking at, and especially today as we go down closer to the Jordan in the desert area, how could you have hope when all you see is that barrenness? And yet Jeremiah was asking his people, even though they could not see it, to believe that on the other side there would be a future full of hope. And I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to lead so many of you during our Jubilee year through the Holy Lands, because it helps you to understand what Jeremiah was talking about. But Jeremiah has another phrase in the reading this morning, which I really like this phrase. It really doesn't need much explanation. It's when he refers to the people as being stiff-necked. We don't usually use that phrase. We heard in a responsorial psalm, if you're, you know, about hardened hearts. We don't usually say hardened hearts, we say cold-hearted. A person might be cold-hearted, but a hardened heart has no life, does it? It's not pumping any blood. There's no life in a hardened heart. But that stiff-necked people, it's such a clear explanation of pride, that we are so caught into our own world and our own thoughts and our whole desires, our plan for our life, that we cannot even bend our necks and bow in submission to what the Lord has in store for us. We are stiff-necked people. That head just will not go down. And as we complete this pilgrimage, I would suggest, if I could just summarize it, that hopefully, having experienced the land that Jesus walked, that when we return home in these more ordinary times of the season of Lent and continue with our preparation at home for the liturgical celebration of the resurrection of Jesus, that our hearts will be softened and our necks will be loosened, that we will, each and every one of us, in whatever it is that the Lord's asking of us, that we will bow in submission to his will. To watch Jesus walk that journey with the cross last evening with the shroud, to see how he was so tortured, what he underwent, how he just was so supple in the plan, for the plan of his heavenly Father. He not only bowed his head, he bowed his entire body in submission to the will of his Father. So hopefully this pilgrimage will have motivated all of us to submit to the will more fully of our Heavenly Father. And in doing so, and sometimes to submit to God's will, it seems like it's so sacrificial, you know, like giving up that ice cream for Lent or something. Oh, it's so hard to do. In bowing to the will of the Father, sometimes it seems so painful. But now we have a better understanding. We know that when we bow to the will of the Lord, He has a plan. We might not even be able to see it, but He has a plan, and it's not for our woe, it's for our welfare. And it's a plan that has for each and every one of us, as individuals and as a community, a future filled with hope, a future full of hope. So we're going to enjoy the rest of this day. We're going to go back to the beginning, as it were, to the baptism of Jesus. We renew our own baptismal promise to the Lord and ask the Lord that He would give us the grace to always bow to His will, that we would always commit ourselves to the Lord, because we know in doing so, our life is filled with hope. God love you.